Audio Gravity, 16th of July 2007. Good morning. First link today is Twitshirt, twitshirt.com. Sell your tweets on your Twitshirt. You can opt in via Twitter, so you can literally sign in, and then anybody who wants to use one of your tweets for the shirt, they can use it. You get paid $1 for them doing it, or for as many shirts as they do with that on it. I'm not really bothered about the monetary side of it. I just like the concept. I'm all about the concepts. And I like the way that they've done it, really like lightweight. It's got like a really nice font centered in the middle of the shirt, so it's not too big, not too bold. It's got a nice little line with an underscore pointing downwards to point at the person whose Twitter account came from. I really like that. Simplistic idea, but really, really sharply designed site. Nicely done. Next link is over on 1323.com. I'll put all of these links in the show notes. The show notes basically being the comments on this audioboo. My audioboos are at audioboo.fm/profile/Phil Campbell. This next link, 1323, is a client for Vista, and they say Windows 7, but I actually installed it on Windows 7 and it just hung and just didn't do anything. That was after being restoring the Windows 7 instance in VMware though, so it might be some kind of little quirky little thing that happened while I was doing that. But I like the look of it. It's a really nice looking Twitter client. Like I say, it's called Blue, and I was just literally playing around with Windows 7. I just thought, I wonder what Twitter clients there are for Windows, and I came across this. If anybody gets it working, or if anybody uses Windows and has a specific Windows client they like, just drop me a message in the chat box. I'd be in the comments. I'd be interested to know what you're using. Next link is over on we-love-the.net. This is pretty cool. Basically, what they've done with this is they've linked up Google Maps, the Google Maps where you can see the street view, and they are trying to geolocate from, I guess, you know, iPhone pictures or iPhone locations. You know, they pull in a Twitter message, which is like overlaid on the screen, and then you get a picture of the street view location from one of the Google cameras. Scary, but very, very cool. And it tries to get the address as close as possible. So I presume it does some sort of geolocation lookup and finds an address linked to that that longitude and latitude. It's cool. It's really cool. Scary. Can you imagine, like, in real time, you know, pulling in various details from CCTV cameras that were locally, if that, you know, if we have an open CCTV system in the future, or we've got webcams in the street or pictures from local area, sort of expands on the whole responder idea, really. Cool site. Well done. Next link, 280slides.com. This is actually a very similar system to Keynote on the Mac, but it's developed using Cappuccino, CappuccinO.org, which is this open framework that you can build desktop applications that run in a web browser, but they're sort of based around this whole sort of Mac simplistic approach to it. I've heard loads of good things about 280 Slides. I must have a look at it at some point. I've been doing a lot of my little intros and outros that I used to do for the Gravity were in Keynote. I need to really revisit Keynote at some point. I just need to get some of this client stuff and my own stuff out of the way. But like I say, that's based on a thing called Cappuccino, which I looked at for a while ago, but version 7.1 has been released now, and I think it's just getting better and better, this piece of software. Really nice icon as well. That's a really nice little coffee maker icon. Gotta love that. Next link today is over on jbprojects.net/projects/Wi-Fi robot. This is pretty hardcore. Guys put a Panasonic webcam IP camera on what looks like to be a mini model big truck. He's then got a Linksys WRT, I can't remember the model number, WRT54GL on the top, which he's hacked about a little bit to put another serial port in there. He's running the custom version of the firmware, Linux firmware, OpenWRT, which is pretty hardcore. If you know your routers, you'll know that that is a pretty epic hack for that particular router, and those routers can be quite hard to come across. Basically, what this guy's done is he's got a little application that runs on his computer, which gives him the cursor key so he can drive the thing. But while he's driving the thing, he can actually watch through the IP camera and where he's going and everything else. And it's got a horn on it. He can play the horn. Epic mashup. Like, one of the best I've seen in a long time. And it gives you all the instructions and everything to make one. I think what would be very cool is to do something like this, but also put a module on there with an enclosed iPod or iPod Touch with an Audio Boo application. And somehow you can fire off the Audio Boo application. That means you could drive this thing like under people's desks or out in a field or whatever, or all sorts. I mean, the possibilities of having a Wi-Fi enabled camera buggy that can do stuff remotely, it's pretty epic. And you don't have to have a Windows PC. You could probably run this through VMware. I don't know how that works for the serial port thing, but it should work all right. Serious hacking going on this one though. And finally, the last link today is I asked my Twitter network of a decent flu tracker for the H1N1, because the swine flu is, you know, it's picking up pace rapidly in terms of the amount of spreading it does. I know compared to other flus, you know, other flus kill more people per year, but I'm interested in the spreadability of this, how fast this thing is literally going viral. Flutracker.rizalabs.com. And they've done a really nice Google Maps mashup, and they've used the clustering to a really nice effect. And if you look at the UK, we're looking at 47 suspected cases, 9,025 confirmed cases, and 7 fatal cases. That's it for today. I thought I'd end on a good note. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.